This is the SML Podcast.
Actually, he'll probably have to cue me that we're started because I won't know because I can't see the screen right
well,
now.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, you know.
Because I need to know when to start the intros, but we'll do the intros and then we'll say, hey, we have a special guest. And then
we've got a person. Yay.
We have Thing on the show. And then
we have cool. Thing.
And then we'll be like, introduce yourself, person. And you'll be like, I'm a thing. I'm a guy. I do stuff. and then
from there
we have
no idea.
Zero script.
Yep.
We just bullshit for as long as...
time allotted, yeah. Basically.
I'm fine with that.
It's the best way
totally
to do it.
Totally cool.
Word.
I agree. Word. I mean, that's been my podcast experience, so cool.
Yeah, we know there's a lot of shows out there that like have a format and they're
and
like, oh, well, we have 15 minutes allotted on this subject and
yeah,
we'll
talk about like the same thing for like an hour.
Yeah, we've tried doing like a written format before where it's like, oh yeah, we're going to cover this and then cover this. That lasted about half an episode before we gave up on it.
Yeah, I think that was about right.
I really hope this part's recording.
I'm not going to say yes or no.
You could just like fucking nod so I know.
Something like that.
Yeah. So what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
This is the SML Podcast, episodes, oh my God, 76?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Jesus.
We're going to be like...
we are old.
We're like a year and a half old, man.
Oh, my God, man. Dude.
So many...
Episode 100 is going to be like right after MAGFest.
I know. I wish it was at MAGFest. I kind of want to like cram some episodes in just so that it is at MAGFest.
I wonder if we could like convince Paul and Dom to give us
a
live
panel?
Recording panel. So it'll be us and like two other people.
Yeah. And that would be like the most people ever.
You have a question over there? No, you... ask us a fucking question!
Yeah, something like that.
So, special guest today.
We have a guest?
We have a guest.
Who's that guest?
Mr. Guest Person, would you like to introduce yourself?
I can if you would like me to.
No, you can just start talking.
Oh, okay.
what do you want to talk about this week, guys?
I'm Jeff Ball, and I write music for games, and I also play violin for games. Usually other people's games, but sometimes my own games. Not games that I'm making, but games that I'm writing for.
So,
and that's about it.
Any examples that people may know?
Yeah, well, there's a Kickstarter going right now for Time Spinner, which is awesome. But I wrote music for Tiny Barbarian DX. I can't even remember everything that I've done.
I recorded on two games. That's it.
I was on this one that's coming out, and
I'm gonna have to look at my LinkedIn profile. Like, let me just.
I still haven't even made a LinkedIn profile because I'm just.
It's completely useless for me because people just email me and be like, "Can you do this?" Because I heard your SoundCloud.
Yeah, like, yeah, right. Or... SoundCloud is like the thing for whatever reason. I don't know. I did get some guy from Japan like buy my. Video game remix CD like last
That's
week,
pretty awesome.
Which
nice.
Was weird. Like, he was completely like out of nowhere.
I bet you Jeff's just pulling up his own Wikipedia page right now to figure out.
I don't
what
have
he...
a Wikipedia page.
Really?
Shut up!
Wow.
No, I probably should, but
I was going to say you may want
Wikipedia
to.
Is weird. Like you have to either get somebody else to make it for you, or because they don't like it when you edit it yourself. Because they're like the Wikipedia people are like Nazis. They
oh
will
God.
Like. Cut your shit up and make you bleed if
you
want
know
a Wikipedia
who the fuck
page.
I am?
We're Wikipedia, sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Okay, I pulled up my page, so here goes.
I'm ready.
I did Tiny Barbarian DX. I was an arranger and an orchestrator and producer for Monkey Island 2 Special Edition.
Ooh.
I did Globulus, which I did that with Andrew Versa, and that was for Firestarter Games, an iOS game. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Wing Commander Saga, but it's a PC freeware mod. It's probably the most epic freeware game you've ever seen in your life.
Heard of it.
There was Astro Man, which was another Star Quail game. Those are the same guys that made Tiny Barbarian DX. I did an ass load of iPhone games that I'm not going to list because they are all essentially just like you download the game and it's a farm game or like a clone of.
Are they all just like dog shit horrible?
They're all Flappy Bird phones.
Not all of them, but they have a few.
Some of them are.
Farm Villa.
That's a little
It's like the company that I write for, they do a lot of games that are inspired by other games, but those games that they are getting inspired by are games that were inspired by something else, so it's kind of like this weird feedback loop.
So it's like a cover of a cover.
He works for the Asylum of Mobile games.
It's like covering Weird Al.
Nice.
I did see this joke article like on my way over here.
Yeah.
That was Kanye West sues Weird Al for not parodying one of his songs. And it deflated his ego and it made him feel like undeserving and
would do that. He totally would.
Dude, like, I saw
that.
The article and I'm like, oh my God, I really hope this isn't real. I hope this isn't real. And Lord. Then I started reading through it and I'm like, okay, thank God it's not real. Like,
I would want that to be real.
Part of me wanted it to be, but then I was just like, man, I have enough reasons to hate Kanye West. I don't need another.
Yeah, you do.
Like,
yeah, you could use another.
You really don't need, like,
You should just like start writing all the reasons why you hate Kanye West, and then when you're done, you'd have a book.
Have reasons not to like. No, you know what I'll do? I'll do a page a day calendar. Reasons not to like Kanye West.
It'd be NaNoWriMo. I hate Kanye West.
Oh my Lord,
dude! I may have to.
You would have so many reasons.
Can I make? I should start a Kickstarter for it.
God,
you could.
Hey, people might buy that.
If some jackass makes $60,000 making potato salad, you could fund a fucking calendar.
Is it bad that like part of me is kind of like I've been thinking about like scheduling the time when he's going to be doing the stream of him making the potato salad, like making sure I'm not doing anything then?
How is he going to spend $60,000 on potato salad?
Well, I guess like some of his stretch goals have been like, you know, renting out like a big giant hall to do it in, and he's doing like a couple different, like there's a lot of like if you actually like read into it and see the stretch goals and stuff like that, there's some outrageous shit that's going
to
be happening with it.
Isn't he mailing samples to like thousands of people now?
Yeah, he's going to go bankrupt.
Yeah, he's
he is, cuz I think it was like $5 to have some of it mailed to you.
Yeah,
which like, yeah, dude, you're gonna go fucking bankrupt. Like,
I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't eat it.
No,
it's probably.
I'd say by the time,
fuck.
I was gonna say by the time it gets to you, it's probably gonna be like green and moldy and shitty. Yeah. But you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, he could do it in a way where he put like a dry ice pack in there, and it would like preserve it. But there's no way he's doing that for $5.
Not for $5.
No fucking way.
And he has to like say their name like when he's making it.
Oh God.
Like, dude, there's like, if you look at the fucking like the backer rewards for it, like some of them are actually like kind of legit. Like,
oh, like, I just remembered something.
I'm ready.
So Jeff, you said you play violin on some games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go back
to
talking about our guests.
No, let's talk about potato salad more.
All right, fuck
potato
it. Potato
salad.
So you play
violin
for potato
salad. Potato salad.
Potato Salad Simulator
Potato
2015.
Potato Salad's a really, it's a really good game. I mean,
Potato Salad Simulator 2014.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't hurt my cat.
You need lots of violins for that. So, like, I essentially turned myself, I embodied Potato Salad in this, you know, entire soundtrack, and it turned out really well. I think the flavor is going to be very present, you know?
Did you,
you
know,
are
to
the
prepare,
potato salad.
To prepare for this adventure and this role, did you eat a week's worth of potato salad before, like, getting into the studio?
I had to, actually. Yeah. They forced it. They tied me down, and then they forced me to. So that it was sense. It was very interesting experience. It was the first time I ever felt truly helpless in my life, and I think that came out in my violin playing.
Well, I'm sure it does the work justice. So
when I release the soundtrack, it's going to be actually called The Helplessness of Potato Salad.
Hey man, whatever I'm works. I would buy it. I'd buy that for a dollar
just to kickstart the album.
Yes,
Potato Salad the album. The sounds of potato salad. It's just like you, like with your, like just like smishing your hand into like a bowl of
not
potato
my
salad.
Hand. I have to use my violin to actually smush.
salad. Just get the most expensive microphone you can and record yourself eating potato salad.
And then, I could actually
just get a really nice Neumann
as a spoon to spoon potato salad into my mouth.
Oh my god, yes.
Get like a really expensive Neumann and just use it to fucking scoop it.
like a ribbon mic?
Yeah, like a fucking like $6,000-$7,000 Neumann and just like
yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That sounds great.
It sounds wonderful.
So aside from playing violin on potato salad,
what else do you play?
What else have you played potato salad on?
Have you guys heard of Steven Universe?
No.
It's a Cartoon Network cartoon, and it's Ivy and Sirashi writing the music for it. And so they need live stuff every now and then, and they just hit me up, and they're like, can you do this by tomorrow? And I'm like, sure. So I play the stuff, and I send it back to them. That was pretty awesome.
Can you do this by tomorrow?
Basically, there's Mighty Switch Force 2. I played on that was Vert. Did the intro theme for that. He wrote a whole bunch of disco violin, and I just played it all.
Nice.
I actually recently went, and he did another soundtrack for a game, and I can't remember what it was called, but he released like a preview of it. And I actually, this was the crazy part, because I didn't just do it from my own space this time. I actually went to where he works. He has his own studio.
You went to his basement?
Yeah. You did it
actually,
at MySpace?
I mean, he has his own apartment with Chris, but then he has a space that WayForward has. I think WayForward provides that space for him, but it's like the second floor of a recording studio. So the recording studio in the main floor area is actually pretty big, and it's pretty awesome. And nice. There's a guy who runs that and manages it. So he had me go there, and then he didn't give me the music beforehand. Like, he didn't send me what the tracks were, and he didn't give me any sheet music, and he didn't have any sheet music at all.
He's like, here, figure it out, man. Like,
basically, like, I got into the booth, and I had my violin, and then we, like, did it section by section with, like, figuring out what the notes were, and then I just played it, like, five different times each little section to, like, make a string section out of it.
Right.
Nice.
It was crazy.
Solo violin ensemble.
One of these days, we will get him on this show. I don't know how.
Vert?
Yeah.
We might have to tie him down and feed him potatoes.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
He's elusive.
Well, you know how to find him, so you could just, like, drug him, bring him back to your house.
Drug him and drag him.
You're like, sure, I'll play violin on this for you. Here, does this smell like formaldehyde to you? Or chloroform.
Chloroform, yeah.
Chloroform.
Smell like chloroform? Formaldehyde, what the
formaldehyde.
Fuck?
Does this taste like formaldehyde?
Does this taste like potato salad to you?
There you go. Potato salad, the ultimate date rape drug.
He'll wake up in your place, and you'll have a microphone set up in front of him. He's like, what the fuck is going on? You're doing a podcast for Joe Cam. No!
It could go something like that, actually.
That's the only way we're going to get him.
It's possible.
He's too fucking busy.
I bet that if you did your 100th show at MAGFest, you could somehow drag him into it. At least for a couple seconds.
Is he going to be at 8.5?
I don't know.
I don't think he's going 8.5, but I'm sure he'll be at
I tell you what, speaking
prime.
Of 8.5, I'm really surprised that there's only like slightly over 500 tickets sold.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's actually like blowing my mind right now.
That's a lot of people.
Not for what I thought it would be. I'm like a lot louder on the microphone.
Is it 500
right
left or 500 sold?
500 sold.
Yeah.
I think it's something where people just weren't prepared for it.
I was.
Yeah. Well, they announced it, and the date was pretty soon, wasn't it? Like, when did they announce it?
A couple weeks
two
ago.
2 weeks ago? Something like that.
More than 2 weeks.
When's it happening?
It was like 3, wasn't it? That was like 3 weeks ago.
I don't know. Pull up the SML site and we'll,
I don't know.
We'll it was like figure two, out what episode
it was. Like
it was
2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's happening like the second week of September.
Oh, see, that's not enough time.
I thought it was enough.
People need more time than that. Plus, it's in September, and it's like during school and stuff. So
school. How old are you? Like 12?
Lots of people have to go to school. I don't have to go to school because I was like, once I graduated, I was like, fuck that, and I ran away.
Yeah, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you want to be a musician, like, you
You don't really need it. You don't really need a degree. I mean,
no,
it's,
you don't.
If you're trying to get like into some corporate entity or whatever, some corporation probably wants you to have some kind of college education, but it's not required because all they really care about is, can you do the work and can you do it on time? And
you don't need
a
piece of paper that says like, I know how to do so and so.
Right. And like, I got my degree in violin performance anyway. So it's kind of like, once the economy crashed, I was like, well, I guess I'll just, move back in with my parents. Yay!
Yay! You weren't the only one.
So off topic, I just counted, and the Friday of MAGFest will be episode 102.
The Friday after?
No, the Friday of MAGFest would be 102.
You know what you could
102?
Yes.
The Friday during MAGFest?
Yes. Would be episode 102.
Why did we think it was going to be after MAGFest?
I don't know, because Tim said it would be after.
Oh, why did we?
Because you know he's only going to care about episode 100.
Why did we trust his counting?
I don't know. But
math.
The January 3rd would be episode 99, and then the 10th would be 100.
January?
Yeah.
January 3rd.
Would be 99.
January?
Yes.
No.
What?
January?
Yeah.
No, it would not.
Why?
We're in July.
Okay.
Next month is August.
September, October, November, December, January.
We wouldn't reach it before then?
No.
Really?
This week is 76. August has 5 Fridays.
Uh-huh.
September has 4. Uh-huh. October has 5.
Uh-huh.
November has 4. December has 4.
Huh.
I feel like
those
feel
numbers
like we need some Rebecca
up.
Black in the background.
It's Friday. Friday. Sucking that dick on Friday.
It's probably what she's doing now. Let's
Didn't
be honest.
Come out
does
with
she
some
still
other music?
No, but the producer that like, you know, discovered her, you know.
Yeah.
I am much more of a fan of the other chick that did the one for Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because I like Chinese food.
You're a stupid asshole.
So does
it's
she.
It's subject matter that hits home. That's like I resonate with that song. So I mean, of course I'm going to be a fan of it. Like, aren't you a fan of songs that really speak to you, Joe? Right?
Not Chinese food.
Well, maybe you need
Not
to eat more
horrible,
Chinese food.
Horrible, disgusting, terrible songs.
I really enjoy Chinese food. Tell me another song other than fucking Bare Naked Ladies that talks about Chinese food.
I don't care.
Well, I do, and that's why that song is my favorite Chinese food song.
So it wins by default. You know what? What else do you play violin on? What else? Any big
things?
Game?
SML Foodcast.
Oh, there's other stuff that, like, League of Legends and Mass Effect 3 and Gears of War 3 and Infinity Blade 2 and Red Orchestra 2 and Dead Space 3.
How did you not start with those?
Yeah, Need for Speed Shift to Unleash DLC trailer.
Trailer.
The Last Airbender, the Wii game, the really, really awful Wii game based on the movie.
Yeah,
nice. I was on that.
It's a great soundtrack, though.
Hey, man. Sometimes the soundtrack is the best part of the game.
Yeah.
The only good thing of the game.
I like how you led with the mobile games. And you're like, oh yeah, Mass Effect, some other shitty Gears of War thing.
BT dub.
The latest one, well, I mean, it wasn't the latest one, but I also played on Star Wars First Assault, which got canceled. And that was sad. That was sad.
So your music got canceled too.
Yeah.
Wait.
So, do you have any unreleased songs from that that we could have for the end of the show?
There we go.
Probably. I don't remember. Do I?
Legally.
It's not my music.
I don't
written
know.
By Will Roget, so I probably shouldn't, like, just be like, here, play it.
Because it is. Music.
It's technically owned by Disney now.
We definitely don't want to fuck with them.
We don't want to fuck with Disney.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
Mickey Mouse will start knocking on the door. Hi, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker.
Hope you like machine guns.
Hope you like the taste of your own blood.
Oh, he's just—that's his body.
I'm gonna stomp a mud hole in your ass.
That was eerily good, actually. I heard it in my headphones, and I'm just like, "Wow, that's not bad."
I tried doing Donald, but I can't do.
Oh,
that
fuck that, man! I think he was just like, I think they might have shot him first.
I just got shot.
Yeah.
I'm still looking at my LinkedIn page.
Your Wikipedia page?
And one person has endorsed me for Windows 95.
Did you perform that?
Two people have endorsed me for Facebooking.
What does endorsing do?
Oh, LinkedIn has this thing now where it's like you list your top skills and then people can say, like, you're good at it.
Be like, oh, yeah, you actually do that. Like,
yeah, like, so there's 41 people that think I can write music.
There's only 41. Even though clearly
that's a good number.
You've already done it multiple times. Probably enough right. times to have one for each of those people.
Yeah, yeah.
And but they're all mobile games.
You can actually list your own. Like, you can put whatever you want in there, so.
Yeah.
Facebooking, yeah, I'm really good at Facebooking. Two people think so.
Well, it's good to know that you were good at Windows 95.
I know.
What part of Windows 95? Like the screensaver?
Probably.
The maze screensaver?
I'm
really good at hitting play on canyon.mid.
Minesweeper?
Oh, shit.
I'm actually not that bad on Minesweeper. Honestly.
Minesweeper? That game really frustrates me, because it's like, if you get a flag in the wrong place, you're fucked.
Yeah, big time.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
It blows up.
Minesweeper. It's like, what's with all the mines?
Oh my god, man.
What is the deal?
What's the deal with all those mines?
It's a mine, and it's a flag, and it's a mine, and what's going on?
I would always like make the board as big as possible with as few mines as possible.
You
just,
one click and win, and you're like, yeah.
I'm like, I'm the man.
Yeah.
How shitty is it when you do that and then you click on a mine
on a
with
bomb.
Your first? Or yeah, with your first yeah. click, it's a fucking mine.
You're like, oh my god, I suck at life.
I am the worst.
That's terrible.
Basically,
it's pretty awful, actually. Let's say at least.
And then I play Ski Free and try to get past the Yeti.
Dude, how great is Ski Free? I really love Ski Free. Not gonna lie.
You can do a jump and do about a million backflips.
A bajillion.
I wonder if the Yeti likes potato salad.
A metric shit ton.
Potato Yeti.
Potato Yeti?
Yeah.
You could actually form potato salad into a Yeti.
Oh, there we go. That's the second Kickstarter.
No, it's another stretch goal.
Oh.
He's got more than enough money to do it at this point. Like, yeah, dude, I'll make an army of fucking Yetis out of potato salad.
Potato Yeti salad things.
I've got enough Kickstarter money that I could write my own version of the Necronomicon and bring them to life. Like,
you could write the Necronomicon with potato salad.
With potato salad.
There you go.
And script
it. Oh, man,
it.
We need to get in touch with this guy. We've got all the ideas.
We need to just make some potato salad.
Mm-hmm. You know what's sad is I really don't like potato salad.
Me neither.
Really? I actually... Now I'm going to tell you right now, a little known fact about me, I'm vegan, so traditional potato salad, obviously I would not be able to consume because of the mayonnaise. However, mm-hmm. I made a version of potato salad without the egg and like a vegan like alternative to mayonnaise, and it was fucking
semen.
It was banging. Like, it was really, really good. But I enjoyed a lot of potato salad when I was younger because I'm Polish. Part
nice.
Polish. So
that explains a lot, actually.
That I was raised on potatoes?
No, that you're Polish.
That I'm Polish?
Yeah.
My mother's maiden name is Pruszynski.
Oh, yeah,
like,
my
it really
God.
Doesn't get more wow. Polish.
That is like the Polish.
The Polishish like, of Polish.
You are the Polakiest Polak.
Yeah, and then oddly enough, on the other side, Austrian and German.
Nice. Like, so you hate yourself.
I hate myself all the time.
Like I said, explains a lot.
It explains a lot about me. It does. Yep. I was raised on potatoes. Whether it be fried into a pancake or put inside of a dough as a pierogi. I had a lot of potatoes when I was younger.
Nice.
What is your ethnic background, Joe?
Czechoslovakian and Italian.
And lumberjack.
Yeah.
Nice. But
yeah, Italian, as the body hair can attest to.
Like all the
body
ones
hair
on your head.
Actually like represent you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Like when you go into voting booths, does the body hair actually like reach out and like vote for you and stuff?
No, when he goes to the casino, he actually uses his back hair to pull the levers on the slot machine.
No, okay. No, I don't have that anymore. That's how I lost the 50
pounds.
That's
how you lost the 50 pounds. I forgot. I'm sorry. Yeah, I saw your post on Facebook like, oh yeah, since this date I've lost 50 pounds.
And this year. This...
Contrary to rumors, it is not because I shaved off my beard. It's because I shaved my back.
It's the back hair. Yeah, that's awesome. Legit though. January, I was like 398, something like that. I was right on the border of 400. And I weighed myself this week and I'm 348.
Good job.
Wow.
So 50 pounds so far this year.
That's pretty
like,
awesome.
Oh man, tell me your secret. Back surgery.
Yeah, back surgery.
It's just that easy. Destroy your back.
Yeah.
Get surgery and everything's wonderful.
Yeah.
Is that what actually happened?
Well, no, I was doing
you were biking for a while.
Lot of exercise through the first couple of months of the year, but then I hurt my back really bad, re-aggravated it really bad, and kind of stopped. I got down to about, I want to say 360, just above, or no, I was, what the hell was I?
I think you were somewhere around there.
I don't remember if it was 360 or 370, but
I don't recall.
Down around there, and I slowly gained a little bit back between there and the surgery. I think it was 360, and I went up to like 367. And since the surgery, I just dropped another 20.
That's awesome.
Hmm. That's a thing.
This is the least video game related podcast
we've ever done. It was all about Chinese food and potato salad.
And mobile games.
Oh, by the way, guys, did you know that I go commercial fishing every summer in Alaska?
Oh, really? Do tell.
Let's talk about fish.
Yeah, totally. My freezer actually right now.
Did you go for like a month or something?
Like full of salmon. Yeah.
Slamming salmon?
Yeah.
I like that movie.
I love that movie, and nobody ever knows what I'm talking about when I reference that movie.
Yep, don't have any idea.
Meat drops.
Broken lizard.
Sir, it's Madropides. How come it doesn't sound that way when I say it? Meat drapes.
So yeah, everyone,
whatever, motherfucker.
Everybody needs to go out and watch the Slammin' Salmon.
I love that movie.
It's from the guys who did Super Troopers and Beer Fest.
Yeah, okay. It's great. It's wonderful. I love that movie.
It is insane.
Madropides. Well, how come it doesn't sound that way when I say it? Meat drapes.
So tell us about Alaska.
Well, I was actually born in Alaska, believe it or not.
Really?
Yep. I was born in Kodiak, Alaska, but that's not where we fish. So the reason why we were in Kodiak is because my dad is a commercial. he retired. He's a commercial pilot, so he flew small planes, like amphibious planes in Alaska, flying hunters and groceries and mail and all, like, fishermen to their, you know, little cabins out in the middle of nowhere.
Was his name John?
No, that's my brother's name. My dad's name's Fred.
Close enough.
So what kind of bear jokes do you get with
Oh, well, when we go fishing, I mean, the first 7 years that we went fishing, we had to deal with a lot of bears. There was bears in the dump. There was bears in the alderbrush that was right near our cabin.
There was bears dumps. There were bears listening to Alter Bridge.
Well, what we would do is, like, we didn't really have a whole lot of power. Like, we had one outlet from a house that our neighbor had because, you know, we were living in, like, a 12x20 canvas wall tent at the time. So we didn't have a big refrigerator, and if we wanted to have refrigerated stuff, we would just dig a hole in the tundra and put a cooler into it, and then it was like a refrigerator, but because of the permafrost. So what we would do then is, like, we'd put stuff in it and then just close it. And one morning we woke up and we walked outside and our cooler had been pulled out and it had been opened up and there was just stuff everywhere, and a bear had done this. Like, it had clawed the cooler out of the ground and opened it and, like, broken a jar of jam and just eaten it.
Would that you say that bear was smarter than the average bear?
No, I mean, well, no.
I am still.
No, we were just really dumb.
I'm still trying to process that whole bear listening to Alter Bridge.
I was playing off of what he was already saying.
Okay.
I sometimes, like, I'll have conversations with people and I'll take words that they've already said and repeat it back to them and replace one of the words with something that's similar, or at least, like, sounds similar.
Yeah.
Well, I opened my eyes.
Apparently, they came out with a new album, and it's really good. I haven't listened to it yet, but I don't know.
Metalingus is still an amazing song. I don't care.
Metalingus?
Yeah. That was Edge's theme song for wrestling.
Oh. I understand.
Yeah.
I see clearly.
You guys sound like Cher.
Whoa.
Understand.
I see clearly.
Have you ever seen, there's a YouTube video of Cher when she was young, and she, like, has this whole production where she does the major themes from West Side Story where she plays all of the parts.
Wow. I should probably watch that. That might be entertaining.
Yeah, like, she plays all the guy parts. She plays all the girl parts.
All of them.
Dresses up like a guy, like four different guys, and then does this little dance routine with herself four times, you know?
Ooh, okay.
So, Jeff.
It's hilarious.
So, Jeff, tell us more about Cher.
Tell us about Cher. Tell us about how much you really love Cher, because you know that little bit of information.
That's really all I know.
What kind of a man are you? How could you know something that pertinent and be like, well, you know, I'm not really a fan, but by the way,
I like YouTube videos. Shut up. Oh, hey, the police are outside. That's cool.
Oh, they're coming for you. What'd you do?
So I guess music this week. Music this week.
Well,
bye.
Jeff's been arrested, so music this week is a rival.
Get it? No.
No. No, we're going to get something from Jeff.
We're gonna get some from Jeff.
Oh, sweet. Yeah,
awesome.
Back rubs, dude. He gives the best back rubs.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to hold you.
Those violin fingers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Video games.
So, I hear THQ closed.
That happened a while ago. Have you guys
heard about this new game called Super Mario Brothers? It's really good.
Super Mario Brothers? Wow. That sounds really fun.
The Mario guys.
They are twins.
Yeah, the THQ thing for our longtime listeners will get that our very first episode was about THQ's closure, and we went like around in circles about it.
Yeah.
And then every so often since then, we'll just be like, so, THQ closed. Which, by the way, that's what I wanted.
We did episodes before then.
No, I thought that was the first one.
No.
Or second one. I know it was right near the beginning. I could have sworn first one was THQ.
Yeah, we might have to look that up, actually.
We might have to. Zach, look that up for us.
Could be wrong.
But, yeah.
Wait, our first episode, what was it about?
But Xbox Live, the sales on the 360
right
now. Oh,
yeah, you didn't show me this. All right, hold on. Let me turn my chair so I can see.
Look at this shit. THQ games out the ass on sale.
Yeah, how about it? What the fuck?
Wonder who owns those now.
Nordic
Games.
Nordic owns a lot of them. But yeah, there's a Nordic publisher sale, which has like MX versus ATV, Darksiders, Red Faction,
Jeopardy.
Yeah. But Jeopardy. Yeah, tons of old THQ games now.
I haven't played a Jeopardy
game Nordic
since
banner.
Super Nintendo.
Oh, that game was so...
It was bad.
What word do you use to describe it?
Bad?
It's like...
Really bad?
You have 10 seconds to type in the entire paragraph.
Yeah. And you have to do it in the form of a question.
Yeah.
What is... God damn it. Not enough time.
That was one of the hashtag wars on At Midnight this week. Bad Jeopardy categories.
Oh.
I tweeted mine, the 5 W's.
The five.
Who, what, where, when, why?
Who, what, where, when, why?
Yeah. Imagine if the category was the 5 W's. What is who? Why is how? No.
What? What?
Because you have to answer in the form of a question.
Oh.
Fucking Jeopardy. What is where? Where
so
is
if the answer
what?
Was
where
what?
Is who? I get
so
it.
If the answer was what, and you answered with what is what, and then they repeated the answer, does that mean that you got the answer or that they misunderstood you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. Let's not go down that path.
Oh, man. So Video THQ games. Closed.
THQ closed. Was there any news? I don't even know. Was there news that came out this week? I don't even remember.
Time Spinner's pretty cool.
Yes,
it's
Time Spinner. Do tell us about Time Spinner, because I have... How much time's left on that? Like a day?
26 hours right now.
Honey, can we back that?
Uno day.
We were asking 65. For 50... K, right? We're asking for 50,000, and right now it's 161,000.
Wow, 161! Nice. Holy shit, that jumped up.
So that's cool. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stretch goals that we just hit.
Nice.
So
that includes 3DS now, doesn't it?
It does.
Wow.
I still have to get Shovel Knight. I want it.
Yeah, you do.
I want it.
I backed Shovel Knight, but I don't know if I got. A reward tier. Sometimes I just back projects so I like $1 so I can see the updates and that's it.
Nice. Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, I've had my eye on Time Spinner for a while, so it's cool to see that they're hitting all these stretch goals.
What's the game about? For someone that's like an idiot like me.
I'll just read it from the Kickstarter.
Okay.
Time Spinner is a 2D Metroidvania platformer for PC, Mac OS X, and Linux. At its heart, the game is a child of the great pixelated classics of the SNES and PS1 age. From the rich story worlds of Star Ocean, the expansive gothic castle exploration of Castlevania, and the tight gameplay of Mega Man X, Time Spinner seeks to weave all these elements into one amazing game.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I loved the first time I saw it, I thought it looked great, but I was waiting until it hit the PlayStation stretch goals.
Mm-hmm.
For, what is it, PS4 and Vita?
There was PS4 at 65K, Vita at 75K, local co-op at 90K, DS was 115K, so...
So I can get it on my DS.
Yeah, and I know the PlayStation is it's a cross-buy code, so you'll get it for both platforms.
Yeah.
Which I think is awesome.
Which, speaking of PlayStation, Joe, how's your fifth PlayStation 4?
Oh my God, so far so good, thankfully.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, I did want to mention with Time Spinner, one of the add-ons, because the PlayStation code is a $5 add-on, one of the add-ons is a physical CD by Mr. Jeff Ball.
Yeah. Ooh. I noticed that, and I was like, oh, I get to make a physical CD now. Yay.
I didn't know. Like, oh, BTW, I have to do more work. All right, bye.
Well, what is that, a 25 add-on?
Yeah.
Are you going to sign them all?
You know, I think I might be doing that, yeah. But I don't think I have to sign the cases. I'll just sign, like, the paper things.
Sign the bottom of every CD.
Nice. Okay. Try reading that CD, fucker.
Jeff Ball. Cover the entire thing, like, make it almost black.
Jeff Ball, LOL.
No, what you do is you outline your name and then fill the rest in. So just the letters of your name are the actual exposed parts of the CD.
Oh, my God, yes.
That makes sense.
That would be amazing.
I could cover it all black and then get a silver pen and then write that on top of it.
Even better.
There you go. Now you're
It'll
thinking.
Be like, it's a PlayStation 1-style CD.
Well, they are doing the game in physical form in a PlayStation 1 style case.
Is it going to be a black disc?
I don't think so. It's for the PC version.
It'd be funny if it was for the PlayStation 1. Like, oh, by the way, we're going to have it on PlayStation 1.
That'd be funny.
That'd take a lot of work.
It would.
That'd take a lot of work.
It'd be cool as shit, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to guess that they would have to drastically change the game.
Maybe.
I would have processing. To find a way to render all the music instead of streaming music. It would have to be all programmed into the game. But I think I'm going to have to do that with the 3DS version anyway, because they only have a limited capacity for stuff.
Yeah.
So,
that'll be interesting.
Get Vert to transfer it over, and that's when you kidnap him.
And be like, oh, well, we need to do work for this thing. And by the way, talk to these idiots for a while. Like,
I don't have any sheet music, so just do it by ear, Jake.
Oh, God.
And like 20 minutes later, he's done.
Yeah.
Where's that pizza you promised me for coming over?
No, Taco Bell. He would demand Taco Bell.
I always like to count things and how many trips to Taco Bell I could use out of whatever money I'm receiving from people. So like $161,000 is a lot of trips to Taco Bell.
That's a lot. You could like buy out a Taco Bell and manage it yourself.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Totally.
This violin career is just, I'm done with it. Listen, I'm going to buy and manage a Taco Bell franchise.
Just so you can go there and like get food whenever you want.
I'm a violinist, composer, / owner of Taco Bell.
Hey, you could serenade people, like Valentine's Day. And be like, are you playing the Mass Effect theme? Shut up and enjoy it.
Would you like more verde sauce on your quesarito?
Enjoy your meal.
Come back for breakfast in the morning.
Oh, God. I will say this. There is that's... As much as I'm sure I wouldn't even really enjoy it that much, I'm so goddamn curious about breakfast at Taco Bell.
It's good. I really liked it.
Like, if I knew that I wasn't going to get, like, absolutely deathly fucking ill at this point, part of me would want to try it.
Man up. Do it.
I would get so fucking sick. It would not be worth it.
Yeah, it would be worth it.
Awful
would
not. Tacos.
It would not be worth it.
How could you say no to a waffle taco?
Easily, like this. No.
You put pussy.
You're just not trying hard enough.
All right, let me try it again. No.
That sounded like a cow. I think that we're just going to say yes.
Cow means yes.
There you go.
Video game.
Video game.
Cow means yes. Video games.
Video games.
Move on to the next topic.
So speaking of cows, video games. What kind of video game? If you were a cow, what kind of video game would you want to play?
I'd probably want to play that marathon running game with the floor pad.
Track and field?
Yeah, there you go.
Could you imagine cows playing track and field? That'd be like the most entertaining thing in the world.
Oh my god.
We should kickstart that.
Yes. Best episode ever.
I really have no idea where we went wrong this week. We have an established video game composer on as our guest, and we're talking about potato salad and Taco Bell with cows.
And you know what? And the best part about it is I've already got 45 minutes recorded.
Oh my god.
So I mean, like, some of it's gonna get chopped off at the beginning, but the funny part about it is, like, yeah, dude, like, we're almost three quarters of the way through the recording.
That's amazing.
It's great.
Well,
it's fucking fantastic.
Like, if you want to stay on topic, not saying that you do, you could ask me questions about what I do.
Well, you know what, man? Sometimes you don't have to. Like, yeah. It's whatever.
You know what? It's whatever.
Exactly. Sometimes it's, you know what? And I'm going to make another musician reference for you. Sometimes you just have to play a song for yourself.
Oh, my God.
This is one of those episodes that's just like, you know what? This is for us.
Chris.
What?
Potato salad taco.
That sounds terrible.
Okay, burrito.
A potato salad. Burrito taco.
Like a loco taco?
Potato salad waffle taco.
Yes.
I would say maybe potato salad. Potato salad crunch wrap?
How about
I wonder if you could make a chicken and waffle taco.
A chicken and waffle flavored potato chip taco.
Yes.
Yes, that sounds great.
Oh my god.
Video games.
So, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
What are you playing?
What have I been playing?
I've actually been playing
Xenogears, believe it or not.
Nice.
I've never beaten Xenogears, never even really played it or done anything with it, so like, now is the time. And
yeah,
I have
why not?
My PS2 hooked up and everything. Actually, just before that, played most of the way through Final Fantasy X because I wanted to replay it. But I didn't want to really play the updated version because I was like, the old one's the way I remember it, and I like nostalgia, so yeah.
There's really not much difference between the old one and the new
Well,
one.
I mean, they kind of like changed the faces, and they showed a comparison video where it was like old face versus new face, and the old faces actually looked more expressive. So I was like, that makes more sense to me.
Those bastards.
But it's still that game, so it's lose-lose, really.
Yeah.
Anything else?
At least well, other than that, I've been watching a lot of anime, honestly.
Like,
way too much anime. I saw Kill la Kill, which was awesome.
Oh my god,
everyone's
that show is fucking outrageous.
Kill la Kill is one of my recent favorites.
Kill la Kill.
There's another one
that
just came out. It's called Mikaku City Actors.
Okay.
Cock.
I don't know if you've seen
it,
but
Joe, you need to watch Kill la Kill. Like, it's fucking just stupid.
I watched half an episode of Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan is fucking good.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Attack on Titan is basically everyone in the anime is either really intense, screaming or crying, or being eaten alive.
Yeah, I watched half an episode, and that's like the complete summary of anime I've watched in the past 10 years.
Huh. You need to watch those fucking, the abridged, like, Berserk movies that have been coming out, because they're fucking awesome. They're really good. They're brutal. Brutal. Guts is my homie. Something like that. Joe, what have you been playing?
THQ.
You've been playing THQ?
I've tried some more NBA 2K14.
I'm proud of you, Joe.
I actually got like some good players from playing enough that I unlocked. I got LeBron James and some other guys, and I'm still fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still losing games by 20 points or more.
Huh.
Like, on casual. So, I might tap out on that one soon.
Well,
I'm so bad.
You'll get better.
I am so horribly
bad. It takes
bad.
Time, Joe. It takes time.
Been doing the Destiny beta.
Yeah, that looks cool. Looks really cool.
I'm having a blasty blast with that. I'm trying not to play too much because I know when the main game comes out, I'm going to have to start all over.
He's hacking up a body. Don't listen to him.
No, he's weed whacking in his apartment.
Oh, okay.
That was a motorcycle.
Dude, it really sounded like someone was just taking like a buzzsaw and just going.
Well, you know, two stroke. What can you do?
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I live really close to Universal Studios, and I like right on a major highway. So
you should
happens.
Go see Conan.
Is that where he films?
I'm pretty sure it's Universal.
Really?
I thought so.
Huh.
Maybe it's Warner Brothers. That I have no idea about. Like, I am very close to Universal, to like Hollywood Boulevard and
nice.
Warner Brothers Studios, and like I'm right in the middle of everything, and like I just stay in my apartment.
Nice. Do you read, what is it, LA Weekly?
No.
Is
no.
It LA Weekly?
Oh, so you're in LA.
Okay. Yeah.
My sister just did an internship with LA Weekly
over really?
The summer. Yeah.
Nice. That's
I've cool. actually been given the current situation, I've actually been like looking at other locations, and LA was one of them just because of music, but
yeah, with all the finances you have.
Yeah.
There is so
selling
much
my soul.
Chiptune stuff happening here. It's kind of crazy. And
well, I'm primarily a drummer, so I'm just trying to look at some like, cock rock band that I could probably just fill in for and just be a rubber band.
See.
Yeah.
Well, then you can get on Craigslist, I guess.
Yeah. Now, the only reason why I was even debating it is because like my buddy hooked me up with a talent scout out there, and he was just like, "Yo, I'll let you know."
Yeah.
But, whatever.
There is a lot of like random ass jobs where it's like we need a drummer who is this age and this look and needs to be able to play drums. Yeah,
that's why I've been keeping an eye out on something like that. You know, if it's something that's worth it, you know, I'll try and whore myself out for enough money to get a plane ticket and go do the audition. But
yeah,
well, you need to like before you even consider moving here. Well, I mean, if you're just coming here to visit, that's fine. But
yeah, I'd only move out there if I had something like real fucking like solid.
Yeah, or like a big ass savings account so you can like live out here for a year.
And
not
that ain't gonna happen.
Make any money. Well, it can happen if you save money, but I mean, it takes a while.
Or if you live in Jeff's dungeon.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know.
I have a gigantic closet.
Well, the only reason why I was actually debating it is because I've been in contact and talking back and forth with the original bass player from the band Prong. He moved up to this area. Like, didn't move up. But,
that's
like,
not a band name I would expect to hear.
Prong?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah. That's just not a band I would expect to, like, ever hear come up in 2014.
Well, the bass player, Brian Perry, he actually might be hooking me up with a VIP pass for Mayhem on the 2nd.
Oh, nice. Mary's going to be taking photos there, too.
Nice. But anyway.
Get another
VIP. He's been
VIP
coming
pass.
Out and, like, seeing some of the shows that I've been doing, and just, like, we've been in contact just talking back and forth. He moved back to the area because his one relative was doing kind of meh as far as health was concerned. So he moved, like, kind of came back for like a year, year and a half. Spent some time with them. You know, they ended up passing away. So he's just like, well, I'm going to be going back out to L.A. And he's like, you know, I've seen you play. He's like, you need to just fucking move because this area is like shit. So he's like,
where
if
do
I
you live now?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like not even by like Philly or like no metropolitan. Like the closest metropolitan area for me is Wilkes-Barre. And it's just like the tiniest.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah.
So it's
by Scranton from The Office.
Yeah, it's like 30 minutes away from there. But anyway, yeah, he's like, okay. you can move out here with me and just crash on my couch. Or like I'll have like a guest room like you and Jordan could come out and then try and figure it out that way. But I'm like, nah, you know, we'll see. So that's the only reason why I've even been considering it, because my fiance
just
lost
the job.
Well,
if you can always go back, I mean, it doesn't hurt to just try it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Same thing with Nashville. I got a buddy that lives down there. So the only problem is if I do Nashville, I have to learn the Nashville number system. So I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Like,
no.
It's essentially they have their own way of charting music where it all fits on one sheet and everybody uses the same fucking sheet.
Like, okay.
And it's just like, it's a real weird, like, Google it whenever you have a chance. Like, it's real fucking goofy. But I'd have to learn that entire system because, like, apparently all the house drummers and stuff like that out there, like, they don't even learn any of the songs. They just show up and the people give them, like, these charts and then just go, here, play the song. So.
Wow.
Yeah, weird.
It's fucking real goofy. So.
Well, I mean, the other thing, too, is Nashville is probably cheaper rent-wise. And
oh, my God. It is fucking so inexpensive. Like,
yeah.
you could rent an entire house for like fucking $700 a month. Like a
wow.
Like a
that's
nice
awesome.
A nice house. Like a real nice house. It's fucking crazy. Like an apartment that Jordan and I are living in right now down in Nashville, we'd pay like $200 a month. Like,
wow.
Like it's fucking stupid. It's crazy.
Yep, not here in L.A. L.A. is expensive.
No, we looked. Like, even, like, a studio apartment out there is, like, fucking, like, a grand.
$45,000.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep.
It's really, really crazy. 'Cause,
yep.
Yeah. Jordan, like, lived out in California. That's where she's from. That's where she
okay.
grew up. But that was the only other reason, too. But, yeah, dude, it's fucking expensive. Dumb.
Video games.
Yeah.
Video games. Hell-A.
I'm playing one more game.
What are you playing?
Download all your shit for PlayStation.
That's the worst game ever.
It is. I play it way too much.
Yeah, you do. You play
way
that game all the
too
time.
Much.
You play that game all the time.
I actually even tried getting around it this time since I bought that replacement hard drive.
Oh, and just put everything on there?
I kept everything on the hard drive.
Uh-huh.
And then I sent in the system with the original hard drive, got the new one back, did the
uh-huh.
setup,
uh-huh.
put the new hard drive in. It's like, nope, you got to reinstall. God damn it.
Son of a bitch.
So I still had to play, re-download absolutely everything from PSN.
That's the worst game ever.
So is Sony.
Worst game ever. I've been playing Hearthstone, just trying to like unlock more. There was a new patch for it like yesterday or something like that. That added like this little adventure modey kind of thing. You had to play like a harder AI opponents.
You're
I did
harder.
That. It was fun. I mean, like it's a good game. I enjoy. I like that. I don't have to pay for it. You could just play it, do some dailies, and then just bounce.
Yeah.
And it works really well on the iPad. Like if you have an iPad and you don't have that on your iPad, like you're missing out.
I guess I'm missing out because I don't care.
Yeah. It's a really good game. I enjoy it. It's a little more casual than Magic.
I'm all about seven little words on iPad.
Seven little words?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
It's kind of like, oh my God, Piddles. Cat jumping on me. The fat cat, too.
It's kind of like Piddles.
Seven little words is they give you seven clues. Each of them goes to a word, and they'll take those words, chop them up into two, three, or four letters each, jumble them up at the bottom, and you have to figure out the words. And
oh,
it is
weird.
Beyond addictive.
Huh.
Interesting.
I love it so much. It is Disney. A money pit, too.
Oh, I'm not getting into that. Because
they give you 50 puzzles for free, plus a free puzzle every day. or you could buy extra puzzle packs, which they were originally $1 for 50 puzzles.
Uh-huh.
Recently, they bumped it up to $2 for 50 puzzles, and then they have value packs of like $5 for 500 puzzles, stuff that.
So let me get, you bought 20,000 puzzles.
No, I have nearly all of the dollar packs. I have some of the value packs, and then they have, with the daily puzzles, they have bundles from like 3 months or 4 months at a time that you could buy those for like $2 each. I definitely bought a lot, but I have more than gotten my money's worth out of it.
Well, that's good.
I love it so much. That's so good.
You know that, and now that I'm thinking about it too, I haven't, like, besides that, I've just been playing like Minecraft every once in a while, Diablo once in a while. Like my main three. I think my main three now are just like fucking Diablo, Minecraft, and Counter-Strike. So that's,
you know, I was waiting for you to mention Counter-Strike.
So those are really the only three games that I've been playing like realistically. And then Hearthstone.
Aside from like the old shit that I've been playing Skyrim, and like it's my calm down after a long day game, and it's like I have probably 250 hours in it now.
See, Dragon Murder Simulator.
See, I need to really attempt to try and get into that game a little bit more, because I tried it, I played it for like an hour or two. And then I just never went back to it. Like, I don't know, man. Like,
I put like 120 hours into it, something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like, because I didn't really play Morrowind. I didn't really play any of the other Elder Scrolls games. So that whole, like, the whole just drop you into a game and, like, here, you figure it out kind of deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
It's definitely a lot easier to get into with Skyrim than the older ones.
Yeah.
I played Oblivion on, or no, Morrowind on the original Xbox, and it had the longest load times I've ever seen in a video game.
Let me tell you something. I tried Skyrim on 360 originally, the first time I gave it a shot.
Okay.
And the load times were abysmal, so I'm just like, yeah, dude, I can't fucking
do
this.
They were too bad on 360.
They were really rough. I have it on PC, and the load times are like non-existent. Like they're just
basically,
they're really, really good. So I think now I'm put in a position where, like, if I'm going to give it a fair shot, like this will be the best time for me to give it a shot. Yeah. However, I think it's one of those games where I feel like I would probably enjoy it more if I was just kind of sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
So until I get like a really long HDMI cable that I could run from my my computer over to my TV, and I can do that, then I probably won't give it a shot.
I never really thought the Skyrim loading times were bad on the 360. Maybe because I installed it. But no,
I think I installed it too.
If you've played Morrowind on the original Xbox, like, it's not like 10 seconds of loading. It is minutes
of loading.
I mean, like, the initial.
That's how crazy. Long?
This is no lie. The second time that I played Morrowind, because I knew what I was getting into, I started the game up. I made a sandwich. I ate the sandwich, and it was still loading.
Oh, my God.
That is not a lie. It's not an exaggeration.
Well, for I'm assuming you played it on 360, right?
Really
Skyrim?
Fast.
Skyrim, 360.
Okay. How long of an estimate, just give me a random estimate, how long did it take for a load time when you, like, enter a building?
I don't know. That's been, like, 2 years ago.
I mean, like, was it, you know, maybe like a couple?
Let's find out.
Oh, you're gonna toss it up right now?
Why not?
Why not? We'll figure
we'll
this out.
We'll have some actual game conversation on
I'm going to tell you what, man. Like, the first time that I gave it a shot, holy shit, did it take a while.
You know what they need in Skyrim?
What?
Potato salad.
They do need potato salad. I wonder if you can make potato salad. Because I know there's potatoes. You can find potatoes.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can make potato salad in Skyrim.
That'd be awesome.
I'm Googling video game news just so, like, if there's anything we can actually talk about.
Ooh, I do know one
Sony
thing.
Sony lawsuit.
Okay, I have another thing.
what's the
Sony lawsuit?
The PSN hack, they finally had a ruling on it.
Oh, with, like, all the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Sony's got to pay out, like, a ton of money in damages and shit.
Really?
You know what happened for me with that was really awesome because I didn't have a PlayStation 3 at that point.
Uh-huh.
I actually, like, when that whole thing happened, it was GameStop. I had just bought, like, an Xbox 360, and I was like, this is kind of cool. And then I was like, maybe I should have gotten a PlayStation. So, they sent me a coupon for $100 off.
Yep. After that, that's where I got a PS3 again as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, well, I mean, the payouts that they have to do, is that for like the customers?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull that up to.
So, like, are they just going to like.
It's looking like users are going to have their choice between one of like 10 different games, 3 months of PlayStation Plus. Something like that. And if you never took advantage of the welcome back promotion that they did the hack, you'll get your choice of two things.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it online.
That's cool, I guess. Yeah. I'm gonna share the piece of news that I am way more excited for. Maybe you have heard about this, Jeff. I uncovered this bit of news by myself.
Wow.
I did.
Shock and
by myself. And I didn't see it posted anywhere on any news sites. And it kind of like freaked me out a little bit.
You're a big boy now.
I got an email from Harmonix.
Okay.
I think it was like earlier this week. As soon as I got it, it was Friday. I remember distinctly. It was last Friday.
Yeah.
After
the podcast.
Right after the podcast was posted, I got an email from Harmonix, and they're like, hey, you should take this survey regarding Rock Band. And I'm like, survey regarding Rock Band? I'm interested. Let's go. So I click in there, and they're like, how often do you play Rock Band? And I'm like, once every couple months or whatever, you know, like, because I do, like, you know, I pick it up every once in a while when I'm over here. You know what, like, and there were some other questions, but the one that interested me the most is down towards the bottom. They were like, here's five things. Rate these five things on how like excited you would be, you know, most excited to least excited of, like, you know, all these things if they were to happen.
Yeah, there was new instruments, new versions of the instruments.
Sales on DLC.
Sales on DLC.
New DLC.
Yep.
A brand new title for old systems, so like 360, PlayStation 3, Wii,
or
stuff like that.
Or a brand new game for new systems.
And I'm like, oh my God, are they going to do it? Like, are they going to make a new Rock Band? Like, are they, like, what, why would they send me this?
Yeah, no,
like,
shit.
So I'm like freaking out. Like, the first thing I did was call Joe. I'm like, Joe, did you get this email? And he's like, no.
I don't think I did because I think my Harmonix email was for my old email that doesn't exist anymore.
But I was like, dude, I was freaking out because I'm telling you right now, man, they come out with a new Rock Band, I'm going to like lose my shit.
Fuck yeah.
I will lose my shit.
There was a video that I saw on YouTube of this girl playing Rocksmith, and she's just like, she's got a real guitar, and she is like rocking it out on one of the hardest songs on there, and it's nuts.
I still really want Rocksmith, like really bad.
Rocksmith is awesome.
I want it.
If I knew how to play guitar, I would want it.
You don't need to know. They'll teach you how to play guitar.
I know, but I don't own
a
guitar.
That's why you play the game. Well, then get a guitar. You can get Rocksmith that comes with a guitar.
Yeah, it's like $200 though.
It's like, yeah, but that's like an Epiphone Junior. Like an Epiphone Junior is normally going to be about $100 anyway.
Yeah.
Like if you take just the street value of that guitar, it'd be like $100. But realistically, what I would do is I would just get a secondhand guitar that's actually not that bad, because you can get a secondhand guitar that's not that bad for $100. I bought a Washburn. Mm-hmm. Oh, what the fuck was it? It was a Super Strat like knockoff Washburn. Cost me like $90. The thing played awesome, and it actually sounded half decent. Stayed in tune really well. Wasn't broken. And that served me really, really well for a long time. And it was like fucking $90. So Or you can go Craigslist. You can go on Rondo Music and get like a brand new one for like fucking $100. They're all knockoff guitars, but they play really, really well.
Oh, I'm only at 95 hours in Skyrim.
Only 95.
Yeah. Level 73.
Only 95. Level 73, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I'm level 5.
Here, I just started the game.
I don't know what level I am anymore.
Let's see the loading on initial.
Yeah.
Here's the info on the PlayStation Network. The settlement, it's not finalized yet, but as of now, the settlement may result in Sony doling out as much as $17.75 million.
Holy shit!
Which includes an offer for one free game, PS3 or PSP, 3 months of PlayStation Plus, or here's the biggie, 3 PS3 themes.
Oh, I need those themes.
They don't have the full list of games yet. They're supposed to be 8 for PS3 and 6 for PSP.
And they're all going to be like fucking like $5 games. They'd be like,
No. So far, the list for PSP includes Little Big Planet, Mod Nation Racers, Patapon 3, and Killzone Liberation.
And then two more
whenever they decide. And then for the PS3, there's Dead Nation, Infamous, Little Big Planet, Super Stardust HD, and Rain. See, I didn't think that took too long.
That took a while.
I don't think so.
That took a little while. Now, I want you to go into a place that where it's just like open the door and go into a place. Like that.
Okay. It's hard to do one-handed.
I know. It definitely would have been loaded by now on my PC.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure PCs are faster. Yeah, PSPs are faster. See, I don't think that's very long.
That was a while.
It was like 10 seconds.
That was a little while.
Fuck this. Get the phone out. Let's open up the stopwatch.
Yeah, but this is the thing, too, though. It's like, what if you accidentally, like you just walked into the place, right? So now you're going to walk back out, and it's going to be the like pretty much the exact same amount of time for loading. It's, if you accidentally go into a door and be like, oh, I didn't mean to do that, like you're just wasting fucking like 20 seconds of your life. Like 20, 30
Ooh.
Seconds of your life.
All right.
That's a long time in a game.
I'm going to put the mic down so I can hit these at the same time.
All right, I'm ready. I will talk for you, Joe. But there, he opens the door. Fucking loading, loading, loading. Loading. But my main thing is like you just walked through the door.
Yeah.
And you're just walking back out. And you're going to get the same amount of load time each time. Like it's just, I don't know. I think it disrupts the flow. 21 seconds of loading. So
I don't know.
That's
I guess
a lot of seconds.
That's a lot.
It never bothered me. I don't know.
That's a lot, dude.
Y'all don't know me. I do what I want.
That's a lot.
It's my hot body. I roll with 12 gangs. We only commit hate crimes.
Whatever.
I don't go to school and I kill people.
Video games. So at least we talked about some news.
Yeah, Dark Souls 2 had a DLC come out this week.
Oh yeah, we can't have a podcast without talking about Dark Souls.
Yeah.
It's true.
Xbox announced in the August update that they're going to have 3D Blu-rays.
That's big.
Support finally. Mm.
That's really big.
And 2 days later, Sony's like, we're going to have it next week. Ah, we're better than you.
Did they really?
Yeah. Yeah. PlayStation 4 is getting 3D Blu-ray support next week.
What fuckers?
And Xbox One is getting it in August.
Yeah, how much you want to bet like PlayStation's going to be like, "Yo, we're going to do it first. We're better." And then like someone goes to do it and their fucking PlayStation catches on fire and they're like, still had it first.
The funniest part about it is that they waited until Microsoft announced that they're having Blu-ray 3D Blu-ray support when Sony owns the format.
Right. Like, what the fuck?
Why
dude?
Wasn't that there at launch? The PS3 had 3D Blu-rays. How didn't the PS4? Sony owns the Blu-ray format, or they're part owners of the Blu-ray format.
I bet you they're still, like, kicking themselves about fucking mini disc.
Yeah.
So.
Mini disc.
You could get the Sims 2 Ultimate Collection for free.
I already got it.
Sims 2 is on Origin right now for free.
Entire collection, the game, all the DLC.
All you have to do is go to your Origin account, go to redeem a code, type in I love the Sims.
Why don't you just say dash?
Because it's not a dash, it's a hyphen.
You're a hyphen.
Sometimes.
Whatever.
That's if you have an Origin account.
Sometimes I'm an underscore.
I do what I want.
Sometimes.
You guys.
Yeah. News.
So, what other news?
No, I think that was the only important stuff.
The Destiny beta's out.
Yep.
Destiny.
Oh, two big things out of EA. Dragon Age got delayed from October to November. And Battlefield Hardline is delayed into 2015.
Yeah, because maybe they realized they should make a full game out of it. Instead of just being like, oh, we're just going to use the same shit. Over and over again.
You're such a negative Nancy.
I am. I really am. Diablo comes out next month.
Diablo on console. Diablo.
The Reaper of Souls expansion, which I will say the one thing that I'm really happy about is the fact that you don't have to have the base game if you buy the Reaper of Soul edition for console. Like, it's the full game plus the expansion, so you don't have to have both discs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, like that's kind of cool. Because I don't have the original disc anymore, and I tell you what, Joe, I am I'm contemplating getting it on console just to play hardcore.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I play hardcore on the servers and stuff like that, but the servers are so sketchy that I kind of freak out a little bit. I feel like on consoles it would be solid enough that I wouldn't have to worry about it. So,
I'll just let you know, when Reaper of Souls comes out for console, I will have it on Xbox One.
I won't be able to play it with you then.
Well, then I'll play the original one with you.
We won't be able to because I don't have the original one. And I won't want to play it unless it's the expansion. There's so much stuff that was better in the
game twice. So
I'm needy.
Here's the thing, though. We talked about this last week, but he got a review copy of Diablo 3.
Joe.
From Save Continue.
Joe.
So he could review it for the site.
Joe.
And then, like, 2 weeks later, I got my copy, and then he's like, I'm trading it in.
I had to, because I also didn't have a system anymore, basically, like, a little while after that.
No, you did, because you traded it in to get Grand Theft Auto.
I did. I traded it in to get Grand Theft Auto. But then after Grand Theft Auto, I traded everything in, because I got my fiance a Kindle.
And then, like, a week after you got Grand Theft Auto and we started playing GTA Online, you're like, I'm getting rid of this, too.
I didn't do it because I wanted to.
Sure.
I didn't do it because I wanted to.
Yep.
I wanted to keep it. I still want to play Grand Theft Auto, but I don't have it. The only game I have for my Xbox is Skate, because I fixed an Xbox.
So two games we were going to play together.
I don't even have gold.
Two games. You did.
At the time, yeah.
Yeah. And you traded everything.
I had to fucking get... It was Christmas. I had to get something for my fiance.
Dick.
I'm not marrying you. I'm marrying
you
her.
You dick.
I had to do something for her.
You dick.
But maybe.
Dick.
Maybe.
Dick.
I'm definitely not going to have the money to get an Xbox One.
Dick.
Because I'd probably play on an Xbox One. That'd be fun as shit.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely not going to have the money for an Xbox One.
Yeah, I know. But MAGFest should come first.
MAGFest definitely comes first. Definitely comes first.
Then maybe kicking a couple bucks our way for that Wii U.
I know. That's the other fucking thing now. Jordan was supposed to fucking pay you for that.
For half
now
it's the system.
And now she fucking lost her job.
That worked out really well.
Yeah. I hate money. Money sucks. Money's the dumbest fucking thing ever.
Pretty much.
I want to go back to the barter system.
Yeah, that'll work.
That'll totally work.
why don't we just take money and replace it with potato salad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or my cat potato.
No. Potato salad.
I want to keep potato.
I was going to say, if you ever got rid of that cat, I would steal that cat so fast. So fast.
So remember how Kingdom Hearts 1.5 HD came in that deluxe case with like the art book on it?
Yes.
They're doing another similar pre-order bonus for Kingdom Hearts 2.5. Okay. But instead of getting a sweet art book style packaging, you're getting a pin.
A pin?
A pin. That's it.
Just a wow. Fucking bastards.
Yeah. Good old Square.
Thanks, Square.
Those you're the boners.
Best. Well, fuck that. That's dumb.
That's too bad.
Well, I know this episode hasn't really been very video game related.
Yeah, at all.
At all. But
we have a video game composer on to talk about potato salad.
Yeah, but you know
video
what?
Video games.
But you know what?
Salad.
Yeah, exactly.
THQ.
Dark Souls, Fleshlights.
Two emails.
We have emails? Fuck, salad. I didn't even think about that. Shit.
Yeah, believe it or not, we have two emails.
I normally don't remember the emails because we normally don't have them.
Yeah, just for our listener, you can write us at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com.
Did you just say listener? Like, yes. There's just
singular.
One?
Even though we have two emails. Yeah. Although
maybe they're
those
from the same person.
It's happened plenty of times before.
Yeah, but no, we have two different emails.
All right, I'm ready.
And technically, the one came during last week's podcast. During the podcast? Yes.
Okay.
And that email was from Pappy.
Wait, hold on. He was on last week's podcast.
Yes, and he emailed us during the podcast.
What an idiot.
Do you want to know what it says?
Titanfall.
Hey, fuck you guys.
Perfect. That was the best email
ever. That's the entire email.
That's the whole email? It's great.
Now, the second one from Zach. Finally, we haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, he's been busy.
He says, hey, it's me. And the subject.
That's the subject?
Yes.
Okay.
And now the email. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for you guys to talk about something I can comment heavily on. And yay, you talked about Smash Brothers. Let me tell you, this game is going to be off the chizane.
I concur.
The chizane?
Yes.
The chizane.
The chizane. Come on.
The chizane.
But first and foremost, I must correct Joe. Dude, the game's not coming out in like a month, like you told Tim. It comes out October 3rd, which is still over 2 months away. I thought it was coming out in August.
Nah,
I thought that was the original
away.
Plan. So I'm wrong on there.
Well, now... Isn't the 3DS one is coming out before the Wii?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which
is why I could have sworn originally like the 3DS was coming out August and then the other one, the Wii U, in holiday.
Maybe it's September.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
I don't know.
This says October 3rd, so.
Well, now is that the Wii U one or is that the 3DS? Does he specify?
For 3DS.
Oh, well, shit.
Also, in case you didn't hear, that report about a magazine announcing all the characters, levels, etc. was a miscommunication on someone's part. So, okay, again, I'm wrong. Whatever.
Man, you're just striking out.
I had surgery, Zach. Don't
well,
judge me.
Not, you didn't have
I
it.
I had surgery.
You didn't have it last week.
Shut up, Chris. The magazine in question will feature lots of information regarding the currently announced roster and stuff, but it is not slated to have any exclusive new information or anything. And honestly, as much as I love getting hyped with new character reveals, I'm really hoping they intentionally leave some characters unannounced so we can get some legitimate surprises when playing the game, like they did with Brawl. Brawl released March 8th, 2008, and five characters, Wolf, Toon Link, Jigglypuff, Ganondorf, and Mr. Game & Watch were not announced officially on the Brawl website until later on in the month. So when I see people commenting, where's Ness, or why isn't Jigglypuff announced? Or until recently, bring back Captain Falcon, it annoys the shit out of me. Realistically, most of the other characters are up in the air, but at least with those three, they are part of the main group who have been in every game since the beginning. Of course, they will be returning. Was Jigglypuff in the first one?
Oh, yeah. Jigglypuff was in the first one.
I knew
I'm pretty sure
Falcon were.
Yep.
I forget about Jiggles.
Jiggles.
The jigs. And while Game & Watch hasn't been properly confirmed, he had a cameo in the Pac-Man reveal, so that's pretty much told us he'll be back.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I never even saw that video. So.
I did. Yeah, he was in that.
Was he?
Yeah.
On that note, while I do remember hearing rumors a while back that all the Brawl's characters would be returning to the new game, it was never officially confirmed. And to be completely honest, I don't see them bringing back Lucas, Meta Knight, or Wolf.
Meta Knight would be cool. Meta Knight was awesome.
Yeah.
Meta Knight was the shit, actually.
I'd be bummed if they got rid of Lucas, just because more Mother
more
support.
More Mother, yeah.
There. Meta Knight Mother. Is most likely seeing that A, he's from a Sakurai-led franchise, and B, he's got a completely different moveset from anyone else on the roster. But Wolf was a ridiculous addition, becoming another Fox clone, like yeah. Falco wasn't enough, much like Lucas was with Ness. That said, Ganondorf was a Captain Falcon clone, and like I said before, Falco was basically a reskinned Fox, and they have both been in two consecutive games, so it's not impossible that everyone could come back. I just don't think it's likely, is all. Also, for funsies, I worked out the current breakdown of male to female character ratios. Oh, Jesus.
I'm ready.
For each Smash Brother title so far. Other contains characters such as Kirby, Yoshi, Game & Watch, Rob, and all Pokemon. Both includes characters like Ice Climbers, one male and one female, or those where you can choose to play as the male or female version, like Villager or Robin. Note, you don't have to read all this out if you don't want to. It's mostly just a fun comparison to discuss. See, but he wrote it, so I have to read
it. Well, yeah. The rules are you have to read everything in the email as it's written.
Yeah, I do. Super Smash Brothers N64... male, 7, female, 1, other, 4, total, 12, just one lady present to represent our vaginal counterpart. Go, Samus, go.
Yeah.
Melee, GameCube, male, 14, female, 3, both, 1, other, 7, total, 25.
That's better.
Double the amount of males from the first game, but triple the amount of females. Girl power.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Technically,
that's
4
amazing.
If you do include the both with... the Ice Climbers.
That is a girl.
That will be 4 girls in the game.
Yeah, but it's not like a focus.
I would say 15 male and 4 female overall.
Yeah, you could do that if you want to.
Yeah. Brawl for the Wii, male 22, female 3, both 1, other 9, total 35. Wow, so 8 new dudes and still just 3 ladies, not a single new girl on the roster. Brawl is totally sexist. New Smash, male 17, female 8, both 4, other 7, total so far 36. The addition of Rosalina, Lucina, and Palutena, why do all the girls' names end in A?
Yeah.
Plus the decision to make Zelda
Wii U
Sheik,
Fit Trainer.
Yeah. And Samus/Zero Suit Samus, all separate characters, has really helped the female lineup this time. Not to mention characters like Wii Fit Trainer and the Villager, which each can be played as the male or female versions. Plus, with the recent announcement of Robin, Lucina, and Captain Falcon, we are officially put over the 35 character total present in Brawl, and we're still missing potentially 10 returning characters from Brawl, plus whatever other newbies are still to be revealed. All I can say to that is shit, and yes, sign me the fuck up, man. I'm ready.
Dude, like, think about it. Like, I honestly think that this Smash Brothers, there could be like 50 fucking characters.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like, there's gonna be a lot. Like, it's already up to what, 30 something, did you
36.
Say 36? Like 36 characters, and we know that they're not done yet.
Yeah, so like, bring them on.
We know they're not done, so like, even if it breaks 40, like, hell yeah, yeah, dude, like, that's cool.
Also, side note, I am really, like, stupidly excited to get my hands on some amiibo figures and try them out. Like, more excited than I should be, considering my overall apathy towards things like Skylanders and Disney Infinity. I just want them all. And Tim, I want some Club Nintendo point cards, please. It could be, like, a listener appreciation prize. Haha, Tim's not here.
Tim
sucks, Zach.
I don't even know when Tim will be here again, so... I wouldn't, like, bet on it.
Yeah. Also, I love Tim's reenactment of every person playing Fatal Frame. perfect. True story. In high school, one of my buddies bought Fatal Frame 1, and a bunch of my friends and I got real into it, taking turns playing because we all kept nearly shitting ourselves. Eventually, I was the only one left willing to actually play while the others just sat around watching in the middle of the night with all the lights turned off.
Pooping back and forth forever.
Dookie.
I played Fatal Frame, and it didn't scare me.
I can't do horror.
I guess he's a man's man.
I'm just weird. Like, video games that are supposed to scare me don't scare me. Eh.
And then he goes and plays like fucking Burger Island, and he's like, oh my god, no!
When I was a kid, video games used to scare me, though. Like, I remember playing Mario 3, and whenever we'd get into, like, Bowser's dungeons or whatever, Bowser's castles, it would always be like the scary music, like yeah, that used to scare the shit out of me when I was like 3.
you have to get the timpani hits at the end, so
yeah.
Anyway, Zach continues, those games are fun as balls alone, and having 4 or 5 friends with you to enjoy it too just makes it that much better. Anyway, we never ended up finishing one. Then another friend got 2 when it came out, and we did it all over again, also never finishing. Then the third game came out, and I really wanted it, but didn't have the money to get it. So my pal that had Fatal Frame 2 told me if he could play the first 2 games to the end, he would buy me the third game and give me his copy of the second. It took me the better part of a month. I can literally only play those games in the dark, not just for ambience, but you also can't see shit when there's sunshine or fluorescent light glaring on the screen.
Truth.
Very true. But in the end, I beat both games, and true to his word, my friend bought me number 3, which I still haven't finished because I got distracted with Final Fantasy 12 and never went back to it because I'm a piece of shit.
Well, he said it, not us. So
we can agree, though.
I mean, I'm a piece of shit, too, so whatever.
The moral of the story is that I love the Fatal Frame games and will continue crossing my fingers for a Fatal Frame 1-4 HD pack for the Wii U to come out in the future. Would kickstart the shit out of that.
Didn't they announce a new Fatal Frame?
Yeah, and everyone's getting all excited about it, but I keep saying, guys, America never got Fatal Frame 4, and we never got the Fatal Frame 2 remake. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah,
like you can be really hopeful that it comes out, but I would hold the excitement until it's actually announced, because I'm still waiting for Mother 3. Moving on to Tim's Metal Gear Saga, I am going to go ahead and say yes, we at Save Continue would love to publish your adventures through the series. I'm speaking for Kyle here, and we'll take any heat from him if he contests it. Between Save Continue, Game Journo Simulator, N4G, Heavy Blog is Heavy, The Paranoid Gamer, his photography, and everything else I don't even know about, the dude is wicked busy and spread out between so many different projects that wicked as a co-founder busy. Of the site, I feel I am well within my rights to accept your proposition in his stead. I will happily play the middleman as well, getting your pieces edited and posted as necessary. I think it's a great idea and 100% support it coming to Save Continue. That all said, I'm probably better off sending all of this to you in an email or Facebook message, since I really don't expect you to be on next week's SML. Right. So
hey,
I'll do that.
It was a ray.
Good guess. Jesus Christ, how much did he write?
He wrote a lot.
Moving along, what am I playing? I've been in and out of Animal Crossing lately. I had my first experience visiting someone else's town.
Which is pretty awesome.
Jesse Derona, of course, friend of the show. The other day, and man, seeing his place just makes me want to stop playing because my town is never going to be that awesome. At the same time, it's something to strive to, so I'm torn. In any case, I've also been using my 3DS to catch up on some Professor Layton. I finished the first game last week and just started the second a couple days ago. Some of the puzzles can be frustrating, but overall it's a great brain workout, and it makes me really want to play Layton versus Phoenix Wright.
I can't wait for that, dude. That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. In addition, I've been playing a few PS3 games on and off. Tokyo Jungle, Toe Jam and Earl, Telltale Games Jurassic Park. Not really dedicating a lot of time to any one of them. I'm doing somewhat achievement and trophy hunting as well. Replaying Borderlands 1's, try to wrap up my remaining 6 achievements. That's the only game I have a 1750 on.
Wow.
Achievements. 100% 1750. And grinding in Kingdom Hearts 1.5 to get the Ultima Weapon Keyblade. Oh, and the wife and I have been playing a lot of Mario Kart 8 pretty much since it came out, which is even great when our non-gamer friends come over to hang out.
Hey, man, we still, the only time that we've actually played Mario Kart, we've had, what, two other people?
Yeah.
I want to get a full fucking group.
Try to organize a night.
I want to do a full group fucking Mario Kart night.
Me too.
It'd be awesome.
Now, where was I?
I want it in my life.
It's wonderful having a game that's so fun yet so accessible for pretty much anyone. Also, I downloaded the wonderful 101 demo to see if it's something I want to buy or not. You hear that? He downloaded a demo.
Listen.
A free demo.
Listen.
You know you can do that, right?
All right. I'm going to level with you. I'm probably not going to ever play Bravely Default because I'm not a huge RPG guy. That's it. Period. I'm probably not going to ever download
it. What was that other game you were talking about? The Diablo-style one?
Heroes of Ruin.
Yeah, that's it.
I heard it wasn't that good, so that's I'm not gonna bother.
Yeah. That's a lot of games I'm currently on. I love video games. Side note, I am so torn on whether or not I want to buy Bravely Default and A Link Between Worlds during Best Buy's Buy One, Get One Free sale this week.
Dude, I wish I had money for that because Tamagotchi Life was on sale, and Jordan's like, I want it.
Yeah, but
I want
like
it.
Everywhere's out of stock.
Yeah.
I really think I'm going to. I'm all, no, it's $40, but then I'm all, hey, it's not 80, so winner. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Hashtag Yoloft.
Yoloft. You only live a few times.
There's a nice throwback for us.
Yoloft.
Okay, I had a few more things to say, but it's the end of the workday, and I've been typing this like a few sentences at a time throughout the entire day.
Because he has that kind of dedication.
So I'll just leave it at that. Just. Until next time, gents, it's been another fun week. Zach.
Well, Zach, actually, since you're going to be taking over as far as like, you know.
Hold on. I need to take care of some water.
I completely understand. If you're going to be taking over some of the responsibilities at Save Continue, are you're actually going to mic that? Okay. If you're going to take over some of the responsibilities,
yeah,
you love
it,
Jeff. You love it so much.
So good. Oh my God.
If you're going to take over some of the responsibilities for that, maybe I'll tell you, I've actually been debating, about doing some reviews for the site again. I've got some time now, you know, nowadays. And I can really only sit at home most of the time. So I may do some stuff for Save Continue every once in a while again.
That'd be nice.
So I'll
I haven't done anything since my surgery.
I can understand that. That's completely understandable.
I think it's cool that Zach's been posting these episodes for us. Yeah. And I kind of want him to keep doing it because
they're
his
funny.
Write-ups are amazing.
They're great. I love them.
Like, I don't even care about doing the write-ups anymore because...
But, yeah, man. I've
done 75 of them. I'm just...
It's a lot.
Whatever.
yeah, send me... Maybe I'll send him a message on Facebook or something like that, and I'll run it past him. But I've been thinking about it because, I mean, honestly, like, I keep going back to the same games over and over and over and over and over again. Okay. So
yeah,
I think that would give me an excuse to actually, like, give more games a shot.
Uh-huh.
Because I would be required to.
Like Cold Stone Creamery.
Cold Stone Creamery was not that good.
Sure.
It wasn't bad, but it was not that good.
Oh, you mentioned Tomodachi Life.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a 3DS Super Smash Brothers stage for Tomodachi Life. Exclusive to the 3DS version of Smash.
I'm gonna get both versions of Smash.
Yeah,
because I want
we
a mobile.
All are.
Yeah, I want a mobile version of it, and then I want, you know, a Wii U version.
What
of
about
it,
you, Jeff?
Else.
Are you getting both of them?
I don't have a Wii U.
Well, time to fucking step up and buy one.
Shut up! You shut.
You should have bought. You should have bought one of the Mario Kart bundles and then gotten a free game.
Yeah.
Well, I could have, I guess, but
you could have got an extra free game.
Yeah, you still have until the end of the month to get the free game.
It's true.
So
as long as you buy Mario Kart, You register the code in your Club Nintendo, and then they give you an option to download one of four games.
Yeah. Or go to GameStop, find a gutted copy of Mario Kart, and just jack the code.
And see if it works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is how I got a second free game.
You son of a bitch.
I don't care. I do what I want.
You.
Hey,
you're a piece
of shit. Did you guys also hear there's another Kickstarter called Vanguard Valkyrie? And
what's that about?
And
oh god,
Dan Danimal Cannon are writing the soundtrack.
Wow,
that should be fun.
Yeah, no, Vert did a music thing already, and it's the title theme, and it's super good. It's like one of the best things he's done, which is saying a lot since all of his stuff is amazing.
Yeah,
wow,
Vert like owns Kickstarter now.
he had. Secretly, he has stock in Kickstarter, and he's not telling anybody.
He's somehow doing the chiptune music for the potato salad Kickstarter.
Probably.
Yeah, when we watch the live stream, it's going to be trailer. Nothing but his music.
He'll be in the background. They'll just hire Vert. He'll do a live chip show.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Speaking of chip show and Vert, he's going to be playing in Philly.
Really? When?
Yeah, that 8 Static event.
Oh, yeah?
I don't remember the date, but... It's the one big like weekend long festival that they're doing, the 8 Static Festival. They have him coming in for it.
That'd be nice.
We might have to find out what day it is and drive down.
Well, there was one thing that got announced for 8.5 that I'm actually really excited for. Danimal's going to be or Arm Cannon's going to be there.
Hey so Jeff, are you going to 8.5?
I don't have plans to.
Well, I think it's time to make some plans.
Could. I guess
we're still looking for a fourth for our room.
Yeah, we are. That's two.
Where is it at?
Alexandria, Virginia. It's like 10 minutes away from the Gaylord.
Okay. Well, when is it? What's the date?
September
2nd week?
Something late in September.
No, not late. It's second week.
I have to check it out and look it up.
8.5.magfest.org.
Correct.
Cool.
You can check that
out. Yeah, I mean, it's like a trip for me, so
yeah.
I might just go to the other MAGFest. But it's weird because the other MAGFest is now going to be the same weekend as PAX middle of the country.
Yeah.
PAX Texas.
PAXIS.
Austin PAXIS.
Austin PAXIS.
I don't know.
Jeff, any last words for our listeners?
Well, no, we need find out what music are we playing?
What music are we playing?
Yeah, Jeff.
Do you have music?
Well, we figured we would play something by you since you're a musician.
Yeah.
Remember when I messaged you on Facebook and I'm like, hey, we usually play like 3 or more songs at the end. Do you have any songs we could play? And you're like, and now you're on the show and you're like,
Well,
music.
SoundCloud and hit play.
That'd
I
be
need
funny.
MP3s, son.
Yeah, I don't think I can send you those in time now.
Oh, no. We don't do them live.
Yeah.
We just need to know what they're going to be.
Yeah, the show will be up tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, I can send you stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Music this week by him.
By him. So we'll have some songs
rip
from
up
Jeff.
The wings of a butterfly for yourself, my love.
Man, you should just hire you to do all the music, and I'll just
for
you
yourself.
Just sing.
Rip up the wings of a butterfly.
Oh yes,
something like that.
I'm just hoping Stemmage comes through.
Hey, he might have a new theme song.
Might have a new theme song. We were talking about it for like the 1 year anniversary,
which was what
like 20 some episodes ago.
Yeah.
Might happen eventually. One day we'll have a new theme song. I don't know when.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
I've talked to like 6 different people, and they're all like, yeah, sure.
Dude, you know what? As soon as I figure out my desk situation, I'll fucking work on one.
Well, if Stemmage is going to do one, we don't need you.
That's true. I'm much worse. I'm not that good.
The main theme song is just like a drum solo. It's like you hitting a snare
and automaton.
I play other stuff too.
Yeah,
it's just a snare drum, like snare.
Yeah.
Not even a roll, just
not even in rhythm either. It's just
it becomes like a Meshuggah song.
You just drop the drumstick on the snare and then that's it.
Yeah.
Clunk.
Or you like put the snare across the room and then you like throw the stick at it.
That'd be hysterical, actually.
Oh my god,
I may have to do that on something.
You could incorporate that into our set at Magfest in January for the Automatones.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
you can like set up the drum set on stage and then like have a snare drum at the far end of the room
and just throw the stick.
Just make sure you have like 500 drumsticks on you, Kobe. So you can just like keep trying.
Yeah,
Kobe.
Don't forget, Automatones has to happen because Jeff's gonna play with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was. What did you say? You're gonna down-tune your violin?
Yeah,
to sound like a shitty cello.
Oh yeah.
All right. Yeah, we could still do that. I think I still have my Automatone.
Yeah.
I think it made the move.
And I still got mine sitting over there. So
somewhere.
That will be the worst performance ever in MAGFest history.
The worst performance or the best performance?
Right over there.
Ah, I see it.
Yeah, right there.
I think it might be the best performance.
So, let's see. Wrap up of today's episode. Nothing was accomplished.
Nope.
No interview actually took place.
Nope.
He mentioned something about, like, Gears of War once.
And
I did say that once.
Yep. Yeah. You said that. You said, like,
as an afterthought.
And fucking, what was it, Infinity Blade or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys have good memory. Good job.
Yay!
Let's start the interview now.
No. No. It's time to end it, Joe.
So we're going
to
play music
from
Jeff.
I'll just have to have me on the show again.
We can do that.
Easily.
Yeah.
Could definitely do
and
that.
And actually having him on the show today was like a compromise because I'm like, oh, if I... Time Spinner? It's like, I don't think I'll have the extra $25 to get the physical CD. He's like, dude, just have me on your podcast and I'll send you one. Fuck yeah, you're on this week.
Well, there you go. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? It's great.
I love it.
So if we have him on again, we'll get you a CD.
Let's not push it, Joe. This stuff doesn't grow on trees, Joe.
Like, rip it and like... send it to each other.
Dude, that's going right on LimeWire.
Oh, you piece of shit. You are a terrible person.
I'll re-download Kazaa and I'll label it as Weird Al.
Speaking of Weird Al, he's killing it right now.
Dude, number one on the Billboard.
That's great.
Yeah,
first comedy album in like 50 years.
Yeah, dude.
To debut at number one.
It's really, really good.
That is awesome.
It's cool. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah.
How ironic it's the one that fucking Mandatory Fun, the last album that he wants to do to fulfill this contract.
Yeah.
Like, wonderful.
Full length legit album. He said he's not quitting music.
Oh no. Yeah, yeah. I've heard a couple different interviews with him. This album is just the last one that he had to do to fulfill the contract that he signed fucking ages ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why it's called Mandatory Fun, because like they were basically like, yo, we still have to squeeze one more album out of you, so fucking do it.
And people are saying it's one of his best.
I like it. I dig it.
It's so good.
It is.
And the polka, as always.
Oh, dude, the polka was fantastic. It was great. Polka was really, really good.
This is super awesome.
Dude, and I tell you what, two of his original songs on the album are like some of my favorite now. First World Problems, I love. And the fucking, the sports one.
Oh, God.
It's like...
Isn't First World Problems like a Pixie-style song?
Yeah, but it's still technically an original.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's just one of those in the style of...
Yeah. Yeah, because there was another one that
and
was like...
Dare to Be Stupid was like Devo.
It was like Devo, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Dare to Be Stupid. I love
Dare
that song
stupid.
So much.
Video games.
So good.
Video games.
Why doesn't Weird Al make a video game?
Oh,
that'd be
speaking
amazing.
Of, actually, one last bit of news. Okay. Because it's Weird Al related. They finally announced a porn version of UHF.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. For its, what, 25th anniversary?
Yeah, something like that. which I was just like, wow, I can't believe that's fucking happening. But sure, why not?
Oh,
like,
and Weird Al was on At Midnight again.
Was he?
Yep.
I don't think I saw him the first time.
It was Tom Lennon, Reggie Watts, and Weird Al.
I need to see that.
And it was Tom Lennon's sixth appearance.
And he lost again.
His first victory.
He won?
He beat Weird Al in the final.
Motherfucker.
I know. Like, everyone celebrate. I was like, you know what? It's about time. Good job, Tom.
Huh.
You're an executive producer on the show. It's about time you won your own game show.
Yeah, right?
Your own fake game show.
Right? What the fuck? All right. Jeff.
Any final words for our listeners?
Always brush your teeth.